Okay, boys, I just saw an interesting Shai Tshuva. I don't know, I can't fully explain it, but I wonder what you think about it. Do you have to wash for the Purim Suda? Sure. No doubt. Can I just point out the Shai Tshuva, the very beginning of the Simon Tofresh Tzadi Hei. I can't claim that I fully know where it's coming from and what the reason behind it is, but Shai Tshuva, the beginning of the... you may not have it, I'm sorry. It may not be in this. I'll just read it. Mitzvah Laharbois on the first Mechaba. V'ayim... I don't know what this is, but... What is it? I don't know what this is. Yeah. B'shem Echod Kodesh B'tshuva K'sav Yad. It says the Shai Tshuva, Im Osa Sudas Purim, if Sudas Purim was done, B'loi Lechem, without bread, Yotzo, he's Yotze. Adkan, that's what I want to read for now. So we've got a Shai Tshuva here quoting a Tshuva, in handwritten Tshuva, and I don't know if he's arguing with it, but it seems to be saying that if you eat a meal, a Purim Suda, without bread, you're Yotze. Isn't that interesting? We won't find that with regards to any other Sudas. But here is, what do you think? Yeah. No, it seems to be even, it sounds like you can do it. It sounds like you can just do it. It doesn't say by mistake. Yeah, it's a good question. There is both. Some points can put it. It's meant to be a yoim or yimei mishta v'simcha. So there's definitely a lot of the drinking. The drinking is certainly an essential part, but there's also a requirement to have a meal. They are of course linked, according to most opinions, but there is both. Yeah, okay, so I just want to share that with you. Okay, Siv Gimel. We say Alanisim during benching in the right place. Now that gets really interesting. If one started the meal in right time, you started the meal by day, and it schleps until the afternacht. What's the halacha then? Oimer, he says, Alanisim. Why is that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the basal tchile suda azlinon. We go according to the beginning of the meal. So since you started the meal during Purim, if it slept out until after Nacht, you'll still say Alanisim. V'yesh misha oimer, and some say she'en lo oimroi. You don't say Alanisim if it's after Nacht. How do we pasken? The custom is that we, like the first opinion, which is that we do say Alanisim up after Nacht. What will happen if you schlep on and then you know, like in Edgewood, we're quite limited with Maaribs on a regular weekday and on Purim no different. We're quite limited. It's not like you go to Hagers in Golders Green every half an hour. You go to Pinders in Stamford Hill every 5-10 minutes. Or you go to Shtiblech in Yerushalayim that you've got literally every few minutes. So we're not all that, we're getting there, but we're not quite there yet. So we're quite limited with Maariv. So therefore, what would be the halacha? If say you know that your meal is schlepping on, you started the meal by day, and it's schlepping on. Now comes time for Maariv, and you still want to, as we say in Yiddish, you want to praver a little bit, you want to continue a little bit, you want to cut it short. What are you meant to do now? Now time for Maariv has come. You want to now daven Maariv. And say you daven Maariv and you come back. Can you now still say Alan, you've daven Maariv? Can you now still say benching with Alanisim when you get back? Or maybe not. It's a stira. You're saying that you can't daven Maariv and say Alanisim. That doesn't really make sense, yeah?
Well, people daven Maariv before the end of the fast day and they carry on fasting. And there's an opinion that, sure, I've heard, you can daven Maariv on Shabbos, and might be Shabbos already.
Yes, this is sugya on its own. So you're saying that you should be able to do so. See, over there you don't really have a stira, because the fact you daven Maariv early, that doesn't mean that necessarily that it's That it's...
I mean, if you were to still say unlisten, it might be so still your mind. But
you might be
saying... But you still get away with it.
Still get away with it. Okay, yeah. Bit similar. Shalashudas. You don't say if you're after Marev, you won't say. Okay, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say about this. Say if Kotten Tezvav in Mishnah Berurah. Oymar Lanisim Bevirkas Hamozoi. Im Shochach Loymar Lanisim. First and foremost, if somebody forgets Alanisim, what's the halacha? Yes, Oymrim, the Machzirim Oysoi. Some say that you have to go back. If you forget Alanisim during benching, you need to go back. As we say, Loshnag, it's Ma'akev, you need to go back. Yes, Oymrim, and some say there ain't Machzirim Oysoi. Some say you don't need to go back. Vesofek Brochois Lehokel. And the halacha Lemaisa, we will not go back. The Mishnah Berurah Paskens, some say you do go back. Some say you don't go back. Mishnah Berurah's maskana is, we pasken sofik brachas lehokel. We're not going to force you to say all the brachas again, because the opinion says it's not necessary. Therefore, we don't go back. So, halacha lemaaseh, Mishnah Berurah, you don't go back if you forget to say alanisim. However, he says the following addition. V'davka besudri shoyna. This is all if it's a sudri shoyna sh'oichal boi b'yom. This is all if you have a morning Purim suda. That would be the halacha. Aval besudri shniya. But if you have a sudri shniya sh'oichal achamincha, if this happened when you have the second Purim Suda, if you have two, the one in the afternoon, the main one after Mincha, Shekurim Sudas Purim, that is normally called Sudas Purim, the Kva Ochal Suda Achas Buyoim, and in this particular scenario, you had already a Purim Suda early in the morning, then Shuv and Machzirin Oysel Kule Alme. You won't have to go back. If you had already an earlier meal, in the morning, and you said Alanisim then, so that was it. Al Pialoch, that was really called a Sudas Purim. And therefore, if you fail to say Alanisim in the second meal later on, after Mincha, if you fail to say Alanisim then, that doesn't matter. You won't go back, all opinions. But when we say the Rachamon, Yoim Rachamon, Yas Alanisim, etc. You'll say that, you know what he's talking about? Rachamon, we've all been through that, no? That you have to say the Rachamon, and you look for it in the cell, it's always hard to find. And that's when you're going to say the Alanisim. So again, Mishnah Berurah says that if you have one Purim Suda, which is about Mincha, then halacha lemaaseh, you don't go back because sofos brocha lehokel if you forget Salanisim. However, if you, that's how you paskens. V'kshichol Purim be'erev Shabbos, Purim falls on Friday, u'moshcha sudosa elalaylo, and the Suda schlept until after Nacht, chayev la'aske shel achshov da'ino retzei, you need to say retzei, v'im ken, eich oim alanisim, davetata desasra, how would you be able to say alanisim and retzei? That wouldn't make any sense. So again, says the Mishnah, what happens if Purim, when was Purim last time on Friday? 9 years ago? Oh, wow. Long time ago? Okay, so. Yeah, so if. So do you remember it? 9 years ago? Really? 9 years ago? Really? Oh, wow.
I was just married 2007. Around 2007.
Okay, makes sense, yeah, good. Okay. Too long ago, okay. So, what happens if Purim falls on Friday? And if Purim falls on Friday, we have the meal, quite early, before Chatzos. And then, let's say, it slept on and slept on and slept on and slept on. And now you're going into Shabbos. Must have been quite a long. You're going into Shabbos. So the halacha is you can't say Ratzei and Alanisim. So you have to decide between one of the two. And the halacha is Alanisim is not that important, not as important as Ratzei. You will say Ratzei. It's going into Shabbos. You will not say Alanisim. It's not exactly the same, but I hear what you're saying. It's not exactly the same. Okay, let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah. The calls are free to Shalois Paladin. It's all true again if he doesn't have Marib. Or befrat him is Palmi Kodim. The point is, the Mishnah Berurah's point is that if you have davened Marib, then for sure it's already, you know, you have gone the next thing. That leads us to Sifkot and Tezayin, which is Oimran Anisim. That leads us to the question we mentioned earlier. Yesh Oimran Dafka Kshelo Yisbal Avisadayin. This is all that you're going to say Anisim after Nacht. That's all if you haven't Daven Mariv. Aval Kshespalel, if you have Daven Mariv, Shuv Einoi Oimran Anisim. Then you won't say Anan, then you will not say Anisim. If you have Daven Mariv. So again, in the earlier case that we spoke about, you had a long meal, and now it's already Nacht. You need to daven Maariv. You daven Maariv when you come back. Then, if you bench, you won't say Ananisim. Is that the ideal way to do it? Is that the ideal way of doing it? What would you say is the best way of dealing with it? Imagine that happens. Very long meal. You daven Maariv. And you come back and you're going to say the benching then without Ananisim. Is that the ideal way of doing things? So what would you recommend?
Continue the meal.
And what about Maariv? Problem. Tam beichides. Tam nale. Say Ananisim. Tam beichides. Yeah. Depends what you're up to in the meal. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says. I think this is the chiddush. Tell me what you think. Says Mishnah Berurah. V'yeshem debuchol gavna oima. Some say that you will still say, but then he says as follows. The right way of dealing with this problem is as follows. You should bench now before Maariv, bench, obviously saying Ananisim, and therefore you won't go into trouble. So you should bench before Maariv, go to Maariv, come back and have dessert then. So you should bench before Maariv, try and then say Ananisim, and obviously the Maariv come back, and then you continue. Then now I'll tell you why I think this is a chiddush. Now I'll tell you why I think it's a bit of a chiddush. Well, because the chiddush is a bit of a chiddush. I mean, I can understand where he's coming from, but it's a bit of a chiddush because what forces a person to bench at this point? I mean, what would happen if to be? If there would be no Ananisim issue, what would you say then? Just carry on. What would you say? What would happen if there's no Ananisim issue? What would you do then? I'm just saying that. What would happen if there would be no Ananisim issue? What would happen then? Would you bench? You wouldn't necessarily bench. You probably, you go to Maariv, come back, and you wouldn't necessarily bench. So he's forcing us to bench now just to get the Ananisim. I'm saying, is there an obligation to say Ananisim? If there's. Yeah, it is, that's what it is, yeah. But not yet to be Yotzim Kaplukta. Okay, I don't know if it's such a big Kiddush, but you're saying that's Poshut.
Can a person dub them anyway?
Yeah.
You have to dub them anyway?
Right. Good. We haven't addressed it. I mean, he could clearly talk about somebody that hasn't drunk enough to make him. Yeah, not enough to. But a revius could be that he's worn off already because if he wears after a short time. So if he doesn't feel it, it may be okay. But it could be that somebody hasn't. It doesn't necessarily need to be somebody who's drunk. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It does continue. Says the following: the moitzelim tzatakona kshispal ktsas me'atzibu beweis haknes kedarko tomit nire. He says kshemigia zman balaylo yivorch biyakas amosn viyomer anisim shal anisim v'yelech lebeis haknes dav maariv ve'acha kachan afters yochol lechol v'lishtois v'lismeach oit. You can return home and carry on eating and drinking and be happy. The hamitzvah b'simcha b'shnei yomim. There is actually still a point of continuing with the Purim suda. It's still a bit of Purim. And it's still a point, although he has daven Maariv, there's still a point of continuing a Purim Suda, although he has daven Maariv, and he's not going to say Ananisim. So I think this is maybe the point of the point of the that again, what has he done? He's had the meal, he has benched with Ananisim, he has gone to daven Maariv, and he's coming back. So the Mishnah Berurah, he's got mitzvah, there's still an inyan to continue with the Purim Suda at that point. Now I feel there's a bit of a chiddush there because. Is it still Purim for him? I mean, whom are you trying to fool over here? I know everybody's drunk a bit, but whom are you? I mean, it's not really, you're done, Maariv, it's after Nacht. So if you were to continue the meal, and it's a continuation. I can understand that. Bosa haschola azlinon, that you started the main meal by day and it's continuing on. So I can understand you're still fulfilling, adding to the mitzvah. But what over here? That's not the case, because you have benched, you have said on nisim, you've gone to that marav, and you're coming back home. So what's the point of continuing a Purim meal now? What's the point? What are you doing? Whom are you trying to fool? Does that, do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but you're not really extending it. That's without. You're right. That's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. But I'm finding it difficult to understand why that's called extending. Because you're starting from scratch. You're starting again. You're not continuing the meal. You have Dav Ma'ariv. You're coming. You're sitting down and starting a new meal. Is that called extending? What makes it an extension?
I guess there's an Indian to have. To eat a little bit more anyway on Shushan Purim, just done because it's Shushan Purim, but not because it's a Purim.
So. Right, so you're saying that it's just Shushan Purim at the very least. Okay. Right. Yeah. Now, this will lead us to a little bit of an opening to start the sugya of Mishlach Monos. Yeah, you want to ask something? I can't hear you. Say that again. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if you'll be allowed to. I don't know. Good question. Okay. Mishlach Monos. Okay, there's lots to discuss about Mishlach Monos. There's so many shailas about Mishlach Monos. Let us see. Let's start off with the Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalet. Chayev lishloach lechaveiroi shtei monos. Boso. A person has got an obligation to send two monos, two portions, basa, of meat. Oi, alternatively, shalmilei acholim, of two types of food. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, mishloach monos ish lerei'eyu. Shtei monos leish echot, two portions for one person. V'chol amar belishloach lerei'eyim, whoever increases and sends even more mishloach monos, Meshubach, this is praised. Vim Einloi, if a person Chalila hasn't got enough to send, he's very poor, what should he do then? Machlef im Chaveiro, he switches, he swaps with his friend. Zeh Sholeach Vazeh, Sudosoi, Vazeh Sholeach Vazeh, Sudosoi, they swap. I give you my chicken with rice, and you give me your chicken and rice. And we're going to count the grains of rice, see if it's equal. So you swap. That's also for way of fulfilling Mishlach Monos Ish L'Rei'eyu. Kedei Lekayim, as it says in the Pasuk, Mishlach Monos Ish L'Rei'eyu. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah V'yesef Kot Nyutches. Lishlach. But Tshuva of Binyan Tzin, the famous Tshuva of Binyan Tzin, Sivkot Nyutches, Simnum Em Dalt, Nisapek, he's in doubt. Im Hevi Pe'atzmoy HaMonos, Yivelole Dishliach Iyoitze, Kevin Dekziv U'Mishlach. Name the bin on Dafka the Shlichos. Unbelievable Mishnah Berurah this. It's unbelievable Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, he's quoting the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion says, I'm not sure, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes him, it's not sure as to whether you're a Yoitza by giving the Mishloach Monos personally. Because maybe you have to send it through a messenger, through a third party. Shlich, why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Mishloach Monos Ish L'Rei'u. Sounds like Mishloach Monos, it sounds like it has to be through a Shliach. Mishloach Monos. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Binyan Tzion, if you're doing it directly, you may not be Yoitza. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. It sounds like you need to do it dafka through Shliach. Rabbi Isai, is that what we do? Are we makpid to give it through third parties? Is that how you send deliveries? All the Mishloach Monos for... At least one. Oh. One. Very interesting. Mishnah Berurah over here is quite hard to understand for numerous reasons. Point number one, if you look in this Binyan Tzion, he doesn't seem to paskin like that. He has such a thought. The Binyan Tzion doesn't seem to paskin like that. He doesn't seem to paskin like that if you look inside. Mishnah Berurah seems to be taking him further than the Binyan Tzion himself. He just tells a tzad, doesn't seem to pass that. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that's the way for it. But if that's even so, having swallowed that Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't really quantify Do really all the Mishlachmanas seem to be like that? And the Emma says, Mishlachmanas doesn't seem to be addressing that point. But Mishlachmanas Zalman, I can say what you're suggesting. Mishlachmanas Zalman says that in order, he finds it also very difficult to understand this approach. And he said that shortly, and he adds that, what does Mishlachmanas really mean? Sending off. Is it, there's not necessarily an implication. Is that implication that it needs to be through a shliach? Can you see any implication that it means a shliach? It's hard to really see what it means. Is that maybe it means that you don't have to, that normally we find mitzvah b'yoysim b'shluchai. Normally we find that mitzvah have to be done yourself. Mitzvah b'yoysim b'shluchai. You normally need to do mitzvah yourself. Right? The concept of mitzvah b'yoysim b'shluchai. So maybe, says Rabbi Zalman, maybe it means that the concept of mishlach manas, by mishlach manas, there is no concept of mitzvah b'yoysim b'shluchai. The main point is that it's being sent. That the other person gets it. Doesn't really make a difference if you do it yourself or not. So it may be, but certainly, this doesn't mean, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the only way of fulfilling is with shliach. Maybe it means that mitzvah b'yosim mishlucha doesn't, you don't have to do it yourself. You can also do it through another person. But who says that you can only fulfill the mitzvah by a third party? So he says that it's very hard. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, interestingly enough, Shemizam was Choshet and other Gedolim as well, and they take and say that, just in order to make sure to be on the safe side, they do recommend that one Mishloach Manos should be sent to the third party just in case. I must say, some people are Makbit, others say that, this is, I think, a Rebbe Kveger. I mean, many people, Shem Zalman and other Gedolim say that one should try to send one Mishloach Manos to a third party. By the way, that third party, could that be your child? Your wife? Your cousin? Who can it be? Who can be that? Can it be your wife? Your child? Yeah? It could be anyone. Yes, you're proper Shliach. You need to make a proper minu shlichus. That's a big. What do you think, Rabbi Isai? Does it need an appointment of a shlichus? Could it be a wife to tell him who is qualifying for that shlichus?
I guess my question is more problem because it's coming from you anyway.
From you anyway.
And the concept of giving it through someone gives it this type of chashivas which it didn't have before. If it's coming from a wife or a child, it loses that. If you go through somebody else, it seems to me that it makes it more chashiv for the person receiving it.
It's more chashiv to what?
To the person receiving it. Oh, it's been sent through somebody.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's the reason or not, but it gives it a bit more. Right.
What do you think? If you're doing it for a third party, can it be your children, your wife?
It's a lot less personal, less
chashivas. Less chashivas.
You can't have less chashivas and I can't bother to turn up and give it to myself.
Right.
Give it to the enemy, can give it to you. There's no chashivas there at all. But I would suggest that probably there's no hakpada that it needs to be a real shliach because enough of the gedolim was not particularly worried about the shliachus altogether. So it seems like a very weak requirement of shliachus.
Many poskim say that even according to their opinion, well, don't everybody agree? Not everybody agrees to that, but many poskim say that. Or even the opinions like the Mishtabura in the name of the Binyan Tzion, that you do need shlichas, even if you were to need shlichas, it certainly does not mean shlichas, like you need to appoint a shliach, it's a proper shliach, an adult, male shliach, it doesn't need all that. Even if you do need a shliach, the poskim agree, many poskim agree, that you could also send your own bnei bais, your own family, to fulfill this. This Binyan Tzion. That's what many poskim. Although there are chalkim, but that's what some say. But
they have to give it to the person. They can't give it to the person's children.
Once it reaches the Noel, that wouldn't be a. You're saying that if you reach the, that's considered already receiving. That's called considered receiving already. Yeah, yeah. If it's the church, yeah, it's no different than the house being a chotzer of a person receiving it. Yeah. Yeah, well, I want to talk about still this Emet Shem at one point. Yeah, yes. Yeah, according to some. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says of Yehi Mishloach Manos, but it remains a little bit of a mystery why the Mishnah Berurah is so machmi over here. Why it takes this into it. It doesn't even say that it doesn't say that there's cholkim, it just brings this binyan tzion, and it's a bit of a mystery why it takes it so, the binyan tzion itself is not so, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring cholkim, it's a bit interesting, but that's what he says. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yutess is going to address a very important shaila, which I'm afraid won't be able to go into great length tonight, but we'll address it on Sunday, Mi Yetzah Hashem. He says, Sif Katan Yutess, Minei Acholim, V'loi B'godim, V'sharei Dvorim. He says you cannot fulfill, says the Mishnah Berurah, the mitzvah by bgodim, with clothing and shari dvorim and other items. So if you really want to give a shlach manos, you want to give somebody, say, a sefer, say, clothes, say, what else is that? If that's right, ring. Says, Mishnah Berurah says, you're not shari dvorim, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. This is a bit of a discussion. We'll address this in Mitzvah Shem on Sunday in greater length. Okay.